We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chav Beis Omid Beis, and we are continuing the Chagas Rav and Shmuel. If you're allowed to be madlik from ner l'ner, that means Rav says you cannot be madlik from one ner Chanukah to another ner Chanukah, and Shmuel said, yeah, it's not a problem. And the shaila was where the machlekes is. One man the said machlekes is like you're doing it with a toothpick from one ner to another ner, and that's where Rav holds the Biza Mitzvah and Shmuel is not. The other man, the Yama, holds, no, maybe the Kuli Yama doing a toothpick is awesome. Chlekes is, where you're doing it from candle to candle, is that a problem of a Chushe Mitzvah? You're making the Mitzvah weaker by taking away some of its fire. So I'm continuing with that discussion. Most Rav Sheshul, I ask you a kash from a Braisa. It says in the Braisa, Mechutz the Pareches Ha'edos Ya'aroich. It says, out of the Pareches Ha'edos, you should light the candle. And this teaches us that Aaron HaKoyin lights the menorah every single day. Why do we light the menorah? Does Hashem need light in the Heichel? In the whole 40 years in the Midbar, they walked with Hashem's Ur. Hashem has his own Ur. You don't need the Ur of a menorah to light up the Heichel. Hashem has ways to do without that. Ela, Eidus, Hui Levoy Le'er Meshchina Shereb Yisrael. It's Eidus. The menorah is Eidus that Hashem is Shereb his Shechina in Klal Yisrael. And that's Lashon Pareches Eidus. The Pareches right next to the Eidus, which is the menorah. The menorah is the Eidus that Hashem is Shechina Shereb in Klal Yisrael. My Eidus. What's the Eidus? Amarav Zuner Amaravi. That's the Ner Amaravi. And it's like where exactly Ner Amaravi is. Either it's the middle Ner of the menorah, or if the menorah is going from east to west, then it's the second Ner. The second to the east is the Ner Meravi, called Ner Meravi. But either way, this Ner Meravi is special. You put in much oil as the rest of the candles. Still, it lights the most. That's where you lit all the candles from. And that was the last one to stay lit until the end. And according to Rashi, you only did Atavas HaNeiros on that one in the evening. That stayed lit the whole time. It was a nes that lit the longest and lit the whole time. That's why it's the Eidus that Hashem and Shere Shechina v'Yisrael. So what's the kasha? V'ha'cha, kivin the kvi neiros, the neiros of menorah were set inside the menorah. You couldn't take them out. So how do you light from the ner meravi to the other neiros? You must be taking a toothpick. Lo'y sagi l'mishko v'ad l'ku. You had to take a toothpick and light one to another. So it's kasha, bein l'madim shum viza mitzvah, bein l'madim shum achushi mitzvah. It's a kasha on Rav either way. Rav says you can't madik on ner. And especially here, saying you're allowed to use a toothpick, so for sure it's kasha. It's a kasha. Sai, pshat on Rav is viza mitzvah, and sai pshat is achushi mitzvah. Either way, it's shver on Rav. So the Gemara, Tir Gemara Papa, v'silas aruchais. And the menorah had very long wicks. Since it had long wicks, you could stretch a wick from one candle to another candle and light it that way. So it went from one wick to another wick. But the Gemara says, like upon him, save the Mandi Omar, Shemachushe Mitzvah, Kasha. The mice, either way, it's Shver on the Mandi Omar, Achushe Mitzvah, that you see, it's that you let it light candle from one candle to another candle, even though it's Achushe Mitzvah. So definitely Shver on that Mandi Omar. And must be, we're paskening that the reason of Rav is that's Biza Mitzvah, and Stafka with a Kisim, Stafka with a toothpick. Kasha, the Gemara says, you're right, Shver. My have a law. What's a law called a mice? So already Tosis speaks out that the Gemara is even clearing now, first of all, what Shver is. We already said we pass like Shmuel. We said on Amud Aleph, we pass like Shmuel, you're allowed to be madlik miner l'ner. What does it might have a law? So he says the Gemara wasn't so sure. The Gemara wants to make it clear. And number two is that the Gemara's question might be that even though we slugged up the man, the Yoma, Achushe Mitzvah, still the Gemara's clearing over here is lighting from one ner to another ner, even without a kisim, even without a toothpick, maybe that's also a bizarre mitzvah. That's all part of the Gemara Shaila. You let it light from ner to ner, even directly. Are you let? What's the halacha l'maisa? May have a law. The Gemara says maybe it's totally in a Shaila, a famous Shaila. Om Rav Huda Breid Rav Yeshua, Chazina, let's see. We have a Shaila. The hadloka is a mitzvah, where the mitzvah is ner Chanukah. Is the hadloka the mitzvah, which means the maisa hadloka? That madlikim in there, elokas mitzvah or hanocha is mitzvah. What's the nafkamina? If you had locha is mitzvah, it's the maisa had locha that you do the mitzvah, then madlikim in there, then you're allowed to do it. Why? Because lighting a menorah is a mitzvah also. So you're allowed to do a mitzvah with one mitzvah because the hadlocha is a mitzvah. But the hanocha is a mitzvah, the ikim mitzvah's chanukah is to put it in a place where everyone can see it, not the maisa had locha, then a madlikim in there. Then you can't light from one nair to another nair. Now, Tosh speaks out the nafkamina. If hadlaka is a mitzvah, hanacha is a mitzvah. Nafkamina halacha is if a cheir shayt of a katan lights it and then you put it somewhere. Is that a problem? So if you learn that hanocha is a mitzvah, what's the problem? I don't care if a cheir shayt of a katan lit it. And maisa, I'm putting it. The gadol is putting it in the right place. But if you hold that hadlaka is a mitzvah, obviously it's no good. The bayalu, we have a shayla. Hadlaka is a mitzvah. Hanocha is a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah on Ner Chanukah? The hadlaka or the hanocha? And the nafkmin is right here. If you light it in the light, the ner to a ner. If it's hadlaka is a mitzvah, then you can light from one candle to another candle. Why? Because it's a mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is just placing the menorah in a place where everyone can see it, not the lighting, just the placing a lit menorah somewhere, so then we don't care. Then we're not allowed to be light from there now, because then we don't. The hadlaka is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is dafka da hanocha. So that's the shaila. Is hadlaka is a mitzvah or hanocha is a mitzvah? And the Gemara is bringing rayas to that. And once the Gemara establishes one way, then we'll know if you're allowed to be madlik from there or there. Someone's holding a menorah, and he was standing in one place. It's nothing. He's holding it. Rashi says omer is lavdafka. It means he didn't put it down. It's nothing. So Zoktimar, shvami no hanocha is a mitzvah. See, you have to put it down. Zoktimar, no, hasam, you don't have to put it down really. But hasam, the reason why if you're holding it is no good because a roya omer tzarichu denakula. It looks like you're doing it for yourself. You're holding it for yourself. You're holding it for yourself to see where you're going, and you don't see from there that you're doing a shame menorah. So let's talk about all right. Tashema, Damarava, Hadlika Bifnim. Let's say someone lit the menorah inside his house where it's no good, not Shasakana. And if it's not Shasakana, you have to light it outside. So Hadlika Bifnim. And then Vayitzia, he brought it outside and put it outside. Like also Klum, he didn't do anything. So yeah, I'm Rabishlama, Hadlaka is a mitzvah. If you say that Hadlaka is a mitzvah, so then if you hold Hadlaka is a mitzvah, then hadlaka makayim binon. Then, so here you lit inside, and then you brought it outside. So yeah, I'm hadlaka is a mitzvah. So hadlaka makayim binon. How can you light it inside and bring it outside? That's why it's no good because hadlaka has to be in the makam chiyuv, which is outside. Eli amrit hanocha is a mitzvah. A mile as vay klum. If you hold hanocha is a mitzvah. So why didn't do anything? On my side, did hanocha outside? What's the problem? If hanocha is ikka mitzvah, what's the problem? So the Gemara hasam nami haroyo oimla tarchu yadika. If someone sees you light it inside, you bring it outside. It looks like it's my torch. I'm bringing it wherever I want. That's why it's no good. It's still not a raya. If hadlaka is a mitzvah, hanocha is a mitzvah. Tashema domra mishum alevi ashoshes, which is a ner that's in a glass bubble. Shoyse delekas vahilechas. That was lit the whole entire Shabbos. So Rashi learns it was Neris Chanukah. They lit Erev Shabbos and went through the whole Shabbos. Now Motzei Shabbos, it's still lit. So Motzei Shabbos, what do? Mechaba or Madlika. All you have to do is extinguish it and then relight it. All you have to do. So that's the halacha. So Yam Bishlam Adlaka is a mitzvah Shabbos. If your Adlaka is a mitzvah, good. I'm making the Adlaka. What's the problem? Eliyam is Hanocha is a mitzvah. You have to put it down somewhere. So here, It's already down there from yesterday. Hai mechabo madlika is enough to extinguish it and light it. Mechabo magbio manicha madlika. You have to extinguish it, pick it up, and put it back down and light it. That's what it should be. V'ohinan asher shalom zitvah zvon lahadik ner shachanika shmam na hadloka it's a mitzvah. You see, the mitzvah is hadloka. Shmam ino, you see, the mitzvah is hadloka. Now, regarding the first raya, the shaila is, why do you have to relight it? If the Gemara's kash is the Gemara had said that if hanocha is a mitzvah, so then it says in the pasuk that mechaba umagbia, it says that you say mechaba umagbia umanicha madlika. So the question is that if just pick it up and put it back down, why do you have to light it? We said before, if you hold hanocha is a mitzvah, even a cheri shet of cotton can light it. So why did the Gemara say it should have said mechaba umagbia umanicha madlika? So Tosis answer is that at least when a cheri shet of cotton does it, he does it at the right time. So that's good. That's good. Even if you hold hanocha is a mitzvah, you don't need hadlaka, but you need hadlaka at the right time a little bit. But here, the hadlaka was, Tosis learns it was a tzarech Shabbos, it was like Neres Shabbos, therefore even the hadlaka wouldn't be good if you held hanocha is a mitzvah. But in any case, the raya is from here that we hold hadlaka is a mitzvah, the hadlaka is the mitzvah. And the second raya is from the bracha of the hadlak Neres Shachan, because you see, shmamina hadlaka is a mitzvah. So Tosis speaks out that it's mutter lahadlik menera lenera comes out. Since hadlaka is a mitzvah, so then since it's a ner mitzvah, it's a mut lahadlik from one ner to another ner. But he says, Maisa, the minig is not to do it. And this says, Eilon Shalom is a minig. The minig is not to light from one ner to another ner. Look at Tuf Resh Ayin Dalad Sif Aleph in the Ramah. He brings down this halacha, you shouldn't do it. And it sounds like maybe I'll shikul it's a vizayin the Ramah. And the Mishbrua there dons if the same din is by Neres Shabbos or not. And he says there's no din there by Neres Shabbos. Neres Shabbos, you can do that. Light, not with a toothpick, but from one ner to another, you could do it. So let's finish up the Gemara, the two dots. V'hasha dam rinon. Hadlaka is a mitzvah, hadliku cherishet of a cotton, loyos v'leklum. Now he said, hadlaka is a mitzvah, v'cherishet of a cotton lights it, it's loyos v'leklum. But isha v'adam hadlika, isha could light nerech Hanukkah. Don't rush v'levi, noshim chayavos ben nerech Hanukkah, sh'at heim hayu v'oysa nes. The reason is because the Isha is also Ba'isa Nes. And Rashi learns the reason is because they made it, it says two reasons. First, they made a gzera on the Yavonim. The Yavonim made a gzera on Kol Besulois Hanesuois Le'bal Lehegmoin Tchila. Therefore, they were part of the Nes. And number two, it was idea Isha Nasa Hanes, which means one of the stories were with Yehudis that she killed the general, and therefore, so it was also idea them. Therefore, they were part of the Nes. Either they were the Siba of the Nes, they actually helped the Nes happen, or they were part of the Gzera, and therefore they avada kalait Neres Chanukah. They avada kalait light Neres Chanukah.